I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. One of the greatest Latin record labels ever, some would say the greatest, is Fania Records. It's based in New York, but in Fania's heyday in the 70s, most of its sales were overseas in Spanish-speaking countries, from Colombia to Honduras to Spain. That's where the big hunger was for old-school salsa. If you don't know about Fania, it's time you did, and who better to introduce us to some of the best Fania tracks than actor and performance artist John Leguizamo. John, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. I'm very excited to talk about these pieces of music.
Now, we should explain that we didn't just pull you out of the blue to talk about this music. You've just compiled a collection of classic Fania tracks on an album called...
Fania came up to me. Yeah, they said, look, pick your favorite tracks, and we'll also give you some tracks for your show. And I was like, this sounds like... I can't believe I'm being honored by the best music in the world.
So my fantasy is that you had your kid in the candy store moment at the Fania back catalog department and just kind of going through the shelves. Is that how it happened?
Dude, it's like it was like, you know, like when you're a kid and you go into somebody's attic and you find a treasure. It was just like that. I found like they gave me all these CDs, box loads of CDs, hundreds of Fania tunes.
Now, before we go any further, you mentioned your show. The show in question is Ghetto Clown. It's your current one-man Broadway show. Tell us briefly what the show is about and why music is such a key component of the Ghetto Clown story, which is your story.
Yeah, well, what I tried to do in this show was people do a tell-all biography about themselves. In the book, I did it as a play. It's kind of like the journey of an artist, you know, the ups and downs and what it takes to make it in this business. And music plays a huge part because I give each decade a music and a dance. And that's how we moved from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s to now, you know.
Your father's from Puerto Rico. Your mother from Colombia. Was Fania your main musical diet growing up in Queens?
Fania, yeah, of course, you know, there's cumbia. We had cumbia, too, because my mom's Colombian, so we had a lot of that. And, of course, you know, soul and funk was a huge part of my life.
Mm. So let me ask you about a couple of tracks on this album, Music From My Hood. You chose some real standout classics from the Fania vaults. We're hearing Pedro Navaja by Willy Colon and Ruben Blades from their
legendary album.
Said
it right.
Siembra was the album. Did you end up by selecting kind of the most well-known tracks, or were these all songs that were meaningful to you especially?
I picked the ones that touched me the most, that, you know, just hit me in the soul the best, and because it was hard to pick. And I didn't try to go for the most popular. I didn't want to do that either. I wanted the ones that really affected me. Like, this one is so brilliant that Ruben Blades, the actor and politician, took, you know, Mack the Knife from Bertolt Brecht and turned it into this. And you can hear New York right there in the 60s and 70s, the sirens, the talking in the street, the New Yorkian strut and attitude in that music. It's so powerful. You know, it just takes me back to being a kid.
So Willy Colon and Ruben Blades there with a track called Pedro Navaja. You feature two tracks by another brilliant musician, Celia Cruz, but you were also determined to get a female vocalist into the mix, another one, the late, great La Lupe. Why was it important for you to have La Lupe's song Puro Teatro on here? I mean, she's not as well known as Celia Cruz.
She's not as well known to the masses, but to anybody who's in the know, La Lupe is one of the great singers of the time. I mean, her voice was so unique and powerful. There was so much pain in it. She came to the beat in a different way. You know, it was so much emotion. And Puro Teatro is a piece that I use in Ghetto Clown to bridge my first divorce. And because it's a woman telling the dude that you're just a lot of fronting and a lot of hot air, and you're just a lot of drama, but you don't really bring the goods, you know.
Sweet song, but bittersweet memories attached to it, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a powerful track. Her voice just cuts right through you.
necesario. Ya conozco ese teatro, mintiendo. Qué bien te queda el papel. Después de todo parece que esa es tu forma de ser. Yo confiaba ciegamente.
Fania got really huge in the 70s in New York, but we've got to remember, too, that disco also blew up big in New York in the 70s. You used to hear a little kind of Latin influence in disco music, and of course today, now 30 years later, it's all kind of one big hot stew.
Well, you got, I mean, the amazing thing is the Latin contribution to the music styles in America that, you know, you never get the full praise. In the 70s, the hustle and the dance, it was mostly Latin Puerto Ricans who created this dance style. You know, that's who created that style. And Latin contributions are huge in this country. Unsung, but we're part of the development of all of them.
Right. Let's go out with one final cut. This is Orchestra Harlow and a tune called La Cartera, and it's got this crazy Latin violin solo about 4.5 minutes in. John, give us your memories of the song La Cartera.
Well, La Cartera, you got Harlow, and he is, in Spanish, his nickname was the Marvelous Judío, the Incredible Jew.
This is Larry Harlow.
Yeah, and he has a big solo in there, a real jazzy, beautiful solo. You can see the influence from the cross pollination between jazz and salsa at that time, and this was at every party, man. This is one that was a big favorite. You know, this was the one that my mom would jump to, you know, out of her seat and go to the dance floor, and a lot of things that we did was, you know, when there was a spontaneous dance party, people would move the table, roll up the carpet, and there you'd have a dance floor.
Very, very neat. John Leguizamo, his current one-man Broadway show is Ghetto Clown. Ghetto Clown, Music from My Hood, is a CD of music from the Fania record label that Leguizamo produced as a musical trip down memory lane to that ghetto. John, very good to meet you. Thanks for speaking with us.
Pleasure having a ball, man.
We've got video from John Leguizamo's one-man Broadway show, Ghetto Clown, at theworld.org. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.